You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Foch, I gotta ask you something. So I have noticing with my girlfriend Tater Tot, and I need to know if you have seen this. Okay, so whenever we're falling asleep at night,
I haven't seen it because I haven't been there.
Well, I am wearing your t-shirt, Jay Foch, annoying the 417 t-shirt to go to sleep all the time.
Yeah, really?
So you're kind of there.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, sometimes she like has her like arm on my chest and it's like on your face. So you're kind of getting in on our cuddling.
I know that got kind of weird for all of us. What happens when you go to sleep?
Anyways, I have found that it's always her that falls asleep first. And when I say, like, are you falling asleep? If she's like, no, I'm not falling asleep, the madder the accusation makes her, the closer to sleep she is.
Oh, well,
so
yeah.
It's like, that's a principle that I have found. And then also her and I basically, like, never fight. But if she's ever like, I'm not mad, she's mad 100%.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Just the louder the I'm not whatever, the truer it is.
Okay.
Do you find that to be a principle?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I mean, it comes with also the whole prankness.
Yeah.
Like, the louder the scare, or, like, the more you throw people off, is the more that she's, like, genuinely scared.
Yep.
But we have the same scenario, especially, like, when we're watching a movie on the couch, and I know she's falling asleep, and I'm like, hey, babe, do you just want me to stop this?
That's the thing.
We'll watch it some other time. And I don't care.
It's not that bad.
No,
I'm just going to turn it off so I don't have to rewatch
I'm awake. And I'm like, look, you don't have to fight through this.
Yep.
Like, it's not like...
Yep.
I mean, you already have to be married to me. That's already punishment enough.
Amen to that.
So it's, I can totally.
So, I'm
on the same way. So how do you fix it? Like,
well,
do you not ask her if she's sleeping? Probably if you think she's sleeping, you don't need to ask her.
Well, that's the
thing.
So
why do you ask her, I guess, is the other question.
Well, I ask for the same reason, because we've been watching this HBO show called The Undoing, and it is the kind of show, it's good, it's very good, but you have to watch it closely.
Uh-huh.
So I know if she falls asleep and I watch 10 more minutes, then I just have to watch that 10 minutes again the next night.
Yeah, and so, she's making an inconvenience for you.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that's
what you said.
No, I didn't say it. That's what I hear it as.
It's making us all have to rewatch. So I'm trying to just be a thoughtful boyfriend and turn it off.
But and ask her if she's sleeping and she is.
Last night, I tried to just turn my head sneakily to the side and look at her. And then she was like, why are you looking at me? So
because you were checking to see if she was sleeping.
I was checking to see. And she was like, you're looking at me like a creep. So it's tough. It's just tough.
Here's what I suggest.
Okay.
And this is what I do.
Okay.
So maybe do the opposite.
I was like, yeah, it's going to go
If
great.
I know that she's sleeping, I let her sleep and finish the programming.
Oh, yeah.
Whether that's an episode or a movie. And then the next morning, whenever she wakes up, I'm like, well, I already watched it and I don't want to watch it again. Do you want me to tell you the ending or not?
Man!
Try that. See if that works.
Okay. Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.